From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Ahead of the major holiday travel rush, officials are gearing up for possible reaction to upgraded security procedures at the nation's airports. Speaking today at the White House, Presidential Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the government will take into account the public's concerns and complaints as it evaluates new airline boarding security checks, including thorough pat-downs and full-body scans.
This was a process that, based on intelligence and based on feedback, is and will continue to evolve and change.
Gibbs says the government is desperately trying to balance procedures that maximize security while minimizing invasiveness. Head of the Transportation Safety Board urged passengers angry over the procedures not to try to launch protest boycotts. Terrorist monitoring groups say Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula called its attempts last month to blow up package bombs on cargo planes Operation Hembridge. We get more from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
Inspire magazine, an English-language publication that's produced by Al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen, provided the behind-the-scenes account. The Nokia mobile phones used as detonators cost $150 apiece. The two HP printers where they hid the explosives, $300. Add on top of that, shipping and transportation and the whole enterprise ran about $4,200. The magazine said for that small investment, the group was able to cost the U.S. millions as it implemented new security measures and controversial pat-downs. The objective, according to Inspire magazine, was to attack the enemy with 1,000 cuts. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A new study from the staff of National Commission investigating the BP disaster says the impact of the spill was worse than it needed to be. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that's because neither industry nor the government invested much in cleanup equipment after the Exxon Valdez spill in 1989.
According to the report, the government and industry responded to the BP spill with old equipment. That's partly because the oil industry spends little or no money researching and developing new technologies that would better clean up the mess. And it doesn't even spend enough to keep the old fleet of cleanup vessels in good shape. Government fell short, too. After the Exxon Valdez disaster, Congress committed to spending up to $28 million a year to come up with new equipment, but over the years spent much less. Some industry executives argue that technology to prevent spills is much more important than cleanup gear, because once a spill happens, little can be done to prevent harm. But the commission staff disagrees. It says what cleanup was done in the Gulf of Mexico minimized the damage, and a better prepared response would have done more. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
The Irish government losing its power base after agreeing to accept a multi-billion-dollar bailout from the European Union. Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowan now says he will call an early election next year once the country passes an emergency budget. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 24 points. This is NPR. The White House says endorsement of a nuclear treaty with Russia by NATO allies in Eastern Europe is key, even as the proposal faces Republican opposition in the Senate. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden will be talking to senators to try to win approval for that pact before Congress adjourns this year. The treaty would reduce U.S. and Russian arsenals of strategic warheads and also renew inspections. At least one Republican lawmaker, Ohio Republican George Voinovich, has raised concerns the treaty could undermine the confidence of U.S. allies. U.S. drone attack continued in Pakistan's tribal belt today with reports two missiles fired on a car and a motorcycle killed five people. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad. It is the fourth such attack this past week.
Officials speaking on condition of anonymity said Monday's attack occurred in the Kushali area of North Waziristan, believed to be a hotbed of Taliban activity in Pakistan's tribal region. The U.S. refuses to acknowledge the drone strikes publicly, but privately, officials have said that the missile attacks have killed several senior Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants over the years. The Obama administration has drastically accelerated the CIA-run program, with more than 100 such missile attacks taking place this year, half of them in the past 2.5 months. The U.S. has sought to expand the territory in which the drones can operate, but Pakistan has said no. It has, however, reportedly allowed expansion of CIA operations in and around the Pakistani city of Quetta, where the U.S. believes the Afghan Taliban leadership convenes. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Movie rental company Netflix is raising the price of some of its regular subscription plans in an apparent effort to entice more of its consumers online. Netflix says for $8 a month, it will now offer unlimited streaming of movies. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.